Welcome to Landmark Ministries. Thank you for joining us today as we prepare our hearts for yet another in-depth look into the Word of God. We hope this message gives you encouragement and brings you closer to the power of Jesus. We're so glad you're here today. God is calling your name. We've been studying through the Bible book by book, learning more and more about God's love and plan for us. Thanks again for being here. Enjoy today's message.
Good morning, Landmark family. Do not adjust your set. I am your speaker this morning. For those of you who know me or have been around a while, you all know my preferred speaking voice comes through six strings. So I appreciate your patience and your prayers. Whether you're here as a child, a teen, a parent, or somewhere in between, we have all looked up to someone we've admired. For some, it's a mom or dad who was always strong in their faith. For others, it was a grandparent, a teacher, or a pastor who helped shape your life. Maybe for the younger ones, it's an athlete, a musician, or a YouTuber that you look up to. And let's be honest, even adults admire celebrity heroes like leaders, authors, influencers. Here's just a few of mine. From left to right, you have Les Paul, famed guitarist, inventor of the solid body electric guitar, and the inventor of multi-track recording. Next one is Ace Frehley, legendary lead guitar player for Kiss, and the inspiration for me originally picking up the guitar. And finally, Dale Earnhardt, one of the greatest NASCAR drivers in the history of the sport. Each of these people had a legendary, inspiring career, but still had moral deficiencies. But what happens when those people fall? What happens when that spiritual leader lets you down? Or what happens when your Christian hero fails publicly? It's painful. It shakes us. And we're tempted to ask, if they fell, what hope do I have? Today, we turn to Scripture to face a hard but helpful truth. Even the best heroes fall. But there is one hero who never does. So here's our big idea for this morning. Even the greatest human heroes fall. Only Christ is perfect. I'll break our message this morning into four main points. Our first point will be, even the greatest heroes fall. Let's start with the obvious truth that the Bible doesn't hide. Everyone sins. Let's take a quick look over here to Romans 3, where we're told that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible is full of heroes, but not one of them, apart from Jesus, was perfect. Let's walk through a few. Noah obeyed God, built the ark, and saved humanity. But afterward, he got drunk and brought shame to his family. Moses, the deliverer of Israel, lost his temper, struck the rock, and disobeyed God. He was kept from entering the promised land. David the king after God's own heart, committed adultery and arranged a man's death to cover it up. Finally, we have Peter, who walked with Jesus, swore he would never leave him, but denied him three times. These were all biblical giants, and they all fell. Let's bring this a little closer to home. Some of us grew up admiring a Christian parent, and maybe they walked away from the Lord. Some of us were led by a pastor or a mentor, and they sinned in ways that broke trust. Some of us look up to influencers or celebrities, whether it's a musician, politician, actor, whatever, who say they follow Christ, but act in ways that are anything but Christian. Those falling heroes hurt us, but Scripture helps us understand why it happens and what to do next. Our second point will be God uses the broken. God doesn't throw away people when they fall. He works through weakness. Let's take a look with me at 2 Corinthians 12:9, where we're told that he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." When our heroes fall, it reminds us they were never the Savior, only a reflection of him. God is not surprised by their sins or ours. And failure isn't final in God's hands. Let's look back at our biblical heroes. Noah is still called a preacher of righteousness. Moses appears alongside Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration. And David's Psalms still minister to broken hearts. And he is part of the line of Christ. Peter was restored by Jesus and preached at Pentecost. Thousands came to faith through him. They weren't disqualified by their failures, but they were humbled by them. After all, God doesn't use perfect people. He uses redeemed people. Let's take a quick recap. Our first point was, even the greatest heroes fall. God uses the broken was our second main point. Our third, only one hero never fails. Went to the NLT version on this Hebrews verse. It says it a little more plainly than what I originally had here. But it tells us that we have this high priest of ours who understands our weaknesses. For he faced all the same tests that we do, but he didn't sin. Think about that. Jesus is the only hero that never failed. He was tempted, but he never gave in. He was betrayed, but never retaliated. He was abused, but obeyed to the death. Unlike every earthly hero, whether it's family, leader, or celebrity, Jesus didn't fall. He is the hero our hearts are really looking for. And our fourth point is, when you fall, you can rise again. This is where it's going to maybe come down and be a little more personal. Maybe this morning, the falling hero isn't someone else. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the parent who failed your kids. Maybe you're the leader who's ashamed of what happened. Maybe you've messed up big time and you wonder if there's any way back. Look with me to Proverbs 24, where it says, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity." The righteous aren't perfect. They're just the ones that keep getting back up. Not in their own strength, but in the strength of Christ. And Psalm 51:17 tells us that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. "A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." So in conclusion, church family, young and old, anywhere in between, when your favorite Christian influencer messes up, don't lose your faith. They weren't your foundation. When a mentor fails, mourn. But remember, your hope is in Jesus, not in men. When a parent or a spouse disappoints you, extend grace. They need Christ too. And when you fall, don't stay down. Run to Jesus. Let's take a look at Hebrews 12 with me. It sums it up, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. He never fails. He never falls. And he never turns away the broken. And remember, wherever you are on your journey in trusting Christ, you need not work through anything alone. Reach out and let us help. Here are a few questions to reflect on through this week while you're with your people. Who have I placed on a pedestal that only Jesus belongs? Have I let someone's failure sour my relationship with Christ? And if so, who and why? And circling back to Bill's message from a few weeks ago, could paraphrase this a little bit. What is something you are asking your heroes that only Jesus can provide? Let's take a silent moment and ask the Lord these questions. God, is there someone I need to forgive, release, or stop idolizing? And is there any brokenness in me you want to redeem. Now, as the worship team comes up, prepares for our next part of our service, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us through your word today. Thank you for reminding us that no human hero is perfect, but you work even through our failures to accomplish your perfect will. Lord, we confess that we've often placed our trust in people instead of in you. We've been discouraged when leaders, family members, and role models have fallen. And some of us are carrying the weight of our own failures too. But today, we lift our eyes to Jesus, the only one who never failed. Help us to trust him more deeply, follow him more faithfully, and reflect his grace to others. Heal the wounds left by fallen heroes, and strengthen our hearts to rise again in your mercy. Make us a church that walks in truth, humility, and hope, always pointing to Christ, our unfailing Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.